relatively easy to identify. He kind of stands out, you know?
He's a countryman.
Just a countryman? Is that what you call him?
That's what they call us right here.
Is that right? What about if he was from a particular place, like out in the Piney Woods or something like that? What would you call him?
Well, they refer him sometimes. He's from the Piney Woods.
From the swamps or something like that? Have you ever heard that type of person called a Hoosier?
I've heard the word Hoosier, and I've heard folks call them.
Is that
what
it means, what we're talking about?
I would say so.
Okay. All right, if you were at a party, and you look at your watch, and it's 11:30, you might say, oh, my goodness, we better be getting home. It's
nearly midnight. Getting late. It's 11:30.
Okay. If you got up one morning, you went outside, and there'd been a pretty bad freeze, and the ice was on the sidewalk, and it's hard to walk on, you might say, well, somehow I managed to keep my balance, but a few times,
I like to fail.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If somebody's waiting on you to get ready to go somewhere, and he calls out to you, he says, hey, you gonna be ready soon? You might say, well, I'll be with you in
a few minutes.
Okay. If you're on the road to a particular town, but you're not sure of the distance, you might ask, well,
How far is it?
Certain question.
All right.
If you were pointing out something to me that was nearby, maybe on that table, and I was looking around trying to find it, you know, and I wasn't looking in the right place, what would you say to me?
I say, here it is over here,
mm-hmm.
or over there.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe look here at this.
Yeah.
Have you ever used that expression, look here, when you're mad at somebody, maybe? Now look here.
Yeah, sure have.
Something like that. Okay. What about if you want to know how many times this person goes to town, you'd ask him, well, how?
How many times would you go in a week or a month? Mm-hmm.
Or maybe how often you go to town?
How often, yeah.
Okay. If a person says to you, well, I'm not going to vote for Jimmy Carter for president, and if you intend to do the same thing, you might say to him, well,
I don't intend to either.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe
I'd say, I don't think I will mm-hmm. either.
Or maybe neither am I.
Yeah, neither am I.
Something like that, okay. What do you call this part of your body right here, above your eyes?
Forehead, I call it.
Forehead?
Mm-hmm. Forward.
Okay. And this part of your body that you have to get cut every now and then, go to the barber and get your
haircut.
Mm-hmm. And if you let the hair on your face grow out, you say you might be growing a
beard.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard beard referred to as anything else? Maybe that man has a fine set of
whiskers.
Mm-hmm. Whiskers and beard mean the same thing?
It does, yes, sir.
Okay. All right, this part of my body right here, you have trouble seeing it from the hair, but it's the what?
The ear.
All right, which one is that?
You mean which side? It'd be the left.
And this is
the right. Yeah.
Okay. And this part of the body that you use to speak is your
mouth.
Okay. And this right here is the
your throat.
Uh-huh. And you might, so what is this thing right here that bobs up and down every now and then?
I call it the go-get-it.
The go-get-it?
Call it the go-get-it.
Why do you call it that, do you know?
I ring that just, call you swallowing it, move up and down.
Go and get it.
And my mother and her dad that used to call it to go get it, and I called it.
Is that right? Have you ever heard it called the goozle?
Yeah.
Or the Adam's apple?
Yeah.
All the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. What about this part right here? You might say a man broke his
neck.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call these right here?
Your teeth.
And one of them would be?